I'm here to report about the invasion of Myrtle Beach. You never heard about it. Work to do. Well, it was unreported. This was long before cable news, and I looked much like I did now at the start of my war. Just like this. But I grew up out here in Western Maryland. Well, let me say I was born out there. I still have yet to grow up. Seems too ponderous for me, but these are red, white, and blue. Back in the 70s, back in the 70s, we did this more than they do nowadays. But I had hair like this and won many jobs around, and so I decided to go to the University of Maryland. I dropped out right after I saw Frank Zappa. They were in town September 19th. But then I started volunteering for things. And Jimmy Carter was the president. And he said he was going to cut the GI Bill out after 10 years. And I didn't have a whole lot of resources. So I joined the Army. And about 9 months into that, I went from looking like this, pretty much, to looking like this. And I volunteered to go into the 82nd Airborne Division. And one of the things the 82nd prides itself on is at any moment in time, there is a member from every state in the Union. And we do dangerous stuff. Some of my friends talk about how we jump out of perfectly good airplanes. I'd like to have a nickel, just a nickel, for every time I heard that. But what we would do in between training days and exercising and running everywhere and learning how to be in shape and learning how to break things and painting everything that wouldn't move and then painting it again if somebody thought it might have moved since the last coat of paint. Well, they didn't have a war to send us to. It was right after Vietnam, so they had to keep us ready to fulfill our mission, which was to be able to go anywhere at the drop of a hat or a beret. One year, they actually took these away from us, and it was not a good year. But then we stayed in shape. And we practiced. And because there were people from all over the states, I got to meet the weirdos from every other state in the nation. And we all stayed in shape. And we would, on the weekends, need something to do. So that's how we got into invading Myrtle Beach. Some of you are laughing like you were there when we got there. I think I charged a drink to his room. But that's what we would do. We would go to Myrtle Beach and play and carry on. And we had my friend had a 77 Honda Civic, and it always had Led Zeppelin in it going real loud and usually a smoke cloud. And we would stop and we always had our beer in a trash can. We'd fill up this trash can full of beer with a bottle of wine in the center of it, kind of like a Tootsie Roll on steroids, you know, one of those pops. And we would go to Myrtle Beach and just play and carry on until we ran out of money. And like most wars, when you run out of money, you got to come home. So we'd go back to Fort Bragg and carry on there. One time we were at lunch, me and my short-haired compatriots that all looked alike, had different habits. We were in the barracks at lunch, and we always had this cool knock. We knew who was at the door was cool. Usually. Well, this one time we were all in this room, a real Spartan room, and there's about eight of us in there, all paratroopers, all willing to give our lives in defense of our nation, jump out of perfectly good airplanes and go kill people. Very normal people. in that crowd from every different state in the union. So we were there with our two bags of vegetable matter. A vegetable that still matters out here, I think. But there were two bags of that on the bunk. And there was a knock on the door. I was standing by the door, so I opened the door. And there was Sergeant Jones, our platoon sergeant. After the cloud left. Sergeant Jones was a bit of a bohunk from East Tennessee. I don't know why they wanted to jump out of planes. I mean, do they have planes in Tennessee? But anyway. So he was standing there, and after he came to his senses, every one he had, he goes, "You guys must have balls this big." I was never lost for a word. So I regrouped and I said, "Sergeant Jones, we're United States paratroopers. We are supposed to have balls this big." Needless to say, we didn't get away with that one. But after many interrogations down at Criminal Investigation Department, they let us go. And after a victory like that, where could we go but Myrtle Beach? So we went back to Myrtle Beach. Oddly enough, some of the characters are still here. But we went to visit some A-10s there, and they couldn't believe that they built them in Hagerstown, and that's why they had to see it. But that's the invasion of Myrtle Beach, and thank you.